USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first United States COVID-19 vaccinations outside of clinical trials began, kicking off the most urgent mass immunization campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. A woman named Sandra, who's a critical care nurse in New York, received the vaccine.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
A bipartisan group of senators is taking a second crack at its coronavirus aid relief plan by splitting the $908 billion proposal into two bills. The first bill containing aid for local and state governments and liability protection, and the second bill dealing with $748 billion for small businesses, unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Border Patrol is seeing a surge of children being abandoned along the border. Commissioner Mark Morgan says it's heartbreaking.
In one case, there was a six-year-old and a four-year-old brother and sister that were just left in the peninsula in the middle of the river, hoping the CBP would discover them.
Morgan believes cartels are telling their parents to send kids because they will be allowed to reunite with them under a Joe Biden administration.
Human smugglers are fueling perceptions that our borders will once again be wide open, and that will be reinstating the loopholes that have been closed.
President Trump isn't thrilled with the plan by the Cleveland Indians to undergo a name change, the president calling it a product of cancel culture. His reaction after it was reported that the club will make the announcement as early as this week. The decision to change the name comes after years of protests from some fans and some Native American groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories. As the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities today. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. We're well prepared for it. The planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
The UAW and U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit say they have reached a settlement to reform the union in wake of a wide-ranging bribery and embezzlement scandal. The union has been in the throes of the scandal for years as the government probed corruption in its upper ranks. The investigation has led to 11 convictions, including that of two former presidents. Many of the officials were accused of conspiring with others to cover up the use of union cash for trips to Palm Springs, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.